food first so that I could then enjoy one of Terry's beautiful cupcakes that she made.
Yeah, again, a shout out to CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with the just amazing cupcake work. We're really lucky she doesn't decide to do that for a living.
No kidding.
You know, we need her at the United Way.
Yes, so this is yes good. We do, but I can't wait to try one.
Did want to mention as well, as long as we're talking United Way, this Thursday, join us for United Weekend. Going to be an amazing, fun time. Mm. This is not only a chance for us to get to the ballpark, take in some Rafter baseball, it is an opportunity for us to, as a community, come together and hang out and see some people maybe you don't get to see all the time. But most importantly, this is where this community shows what we are made of.
Mm-hmm.
We come together every year, we've been doing this, and bring non-perishable food items, and it's strangers helping strangers.
Yeah.
It's people helping people. We've seen the most recent ALICE reports from the United Way. We understand that so many of us that you're walking past in the grocery store in different places are struggling right now.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the ALICE report, they have a talk at the library on the 22nd you don't want to miss.
And this chance to be able to do this is so much fun. The only crux of it is judging. I have learned I've been doing this about 5 or 6 years. I get to go down there and be one of the judges of these great displays that everybody puts together.
To see the creativity of our community.
It's so much fun. And I am horrible at choosing. I want everybody to win.
They all look good.
I'm bad at it. I'm really bad at it, Melissa. Like, I really am. I'm not good. I stand there for like 5-10 minutes longer than anybody else, like trying to make a decision on these things because they're all great. And we
just need to make
people.
You a rubric and you'll be better
yes,
at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, something like that.
some guidelines for you to follow.
We'll meet you at Winter Field this Thursday for the United Weekend event. Terry will be in with us this week. We'll talk about it a little bit more then and build up to the event. We're looking so forward to it. Of course, as long as I'm talking rafters, you know how I am with the segue, Melissa. I just love a good segue. So go right into Rafter Baseball. And tonight, of course, we got great Rafter Baseball on your radio dial. Rafters at Lakeshore. Pre-game starts at 6:20. Join Joey. He's been doing really good. Like, Joey's getting better by the inning with this gig.
Nice.
And it's kind of cool to hear. Not only hearing how these players are progressing, but how our announcers are, Kevin and Joey, how they're doing. It's been really fun.
And they beat the Lakeshore Chinooks once already. Let's see if they can do it again.
On a bit of a roll right now. The bats have warmed up. The arms are ready. This is our time of year. They lowered the airs down, and that's what happened.
They just have bats and arms. I don't know what the rest of the players are made up with, but, you know, Twizzlers.
I love the idea too of somebody who couldn't care less about sports and that's all they've got in their head. Like they just walk up there with that arm just whooping ball baseball.
Well, you know, you say that and I'm picturing like warm towels wrapped around baseball bats. Like they're warming up. It's it's what they do.
I like the idea. Don't let Major League managers hear you say that. They're all they're looking for is another ways to over prep and overdo the game and stuff. We got to talk with our good friend Meredith Kleckler about the Cranberry Blossom Festival. We've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. It is here this Thursday. Things kick off. We're so excited about this.
We are, and we have the flyers here at the station. And you need a flyer because there are so many events going on. Kicks off Thursday. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has their Celebrate Red art exhibit open. Lunch by the River. Pete Revel. Is it Revel?
Yep.
Thank you. I always want to say Revel or Revel, and I'm never sure which way it is. But they are playing at the Cultural Center from 1 to 3 on Thursday. The carnival kicks off at 4, and then they have Cinema Under the Stars. They're watching Toy Story at 6 on Thursday. Things continue on Friday with the Dairy Breakfast, Material Girls Quilt Show, again with the carnival, and then also Downtown on Tap. That's going to be fun. They got face painting there. They'll have food trucks and beverages. I believe this is out on the street. You're going to have fun. Live music.
Saturday, got a lot of great things going on. The Material Girls Quilt Show back from 9 to 4 over at Assumption High School. The Arts and Crafts and Cranberries Fair, which so many people look forward to from 10 to 3 over at West Grand Avenue between the bridges of 3rd Avenue South. Right over there. Cranberry Blossom Fest Carnival, of course, going on strong throughout this whole weekend, this whole week of events.
On Friday and Saturday, they start at noon.
Terry and I are supposed to go check that out. We realize we haven't been to a carnival in a long time.
Oh, really?
We gotta go check that out.
I gotta go. I want to get some cotton candy.
Every event going on this weekend is fantastic, but there are two that I'm really looking forward to. The Kids Learning to Fish event from noon to 2:30 over at Grand Rapids Lions Club.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Saturday. That is a really fun one. Most of us inherit how to fish from our parents or our dad or papa, something like that. It's never bad to have the kids learn, you know, not just from that, but from another pro and getting another angle on it. Didn't mean to do that. I did not mean to make that pun. No, I did not. I apologize to the audience for that horrible pun. But if you don't
have your own gear, they will provide some, or you can bring your own.
The Historic Point Bass on Saturday from noon to 5 will also be at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Take a step back in time and see the living history of the Historic Point Bass and the oldest settlement in central Wisconsin. Cool. Mike and the gang join us all the time. They are keeping history alive over there, and I love that they're a part of this event.
Mm-hmm.
And big congratulations to the Grand Rapids Lions Club celebrating their 50th anniversary with a concert.
Yeah. Rich Rath Project 313.
They're going to be playing the music of REO Speedwagon from 6 to 11 over there at the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Who doesn't like REO Speedwagon?
Yeah, it's going to be good. Things wrap up on Sunday.
They do. They have another fishing contest with the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, and that's from 9 to 11:30 for you morning fishers. Fishermen, fisher people, persons.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Then the Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade is from 12 to 2, and that's going to head down Grand Avenue. Yeah, the raffle, the duck derby, the carnival again goes from noon to 4. You can still visit Historic Point Bass from noon to 5. And then it wraps up with the Aqua Skiers Water Ski Show at 6.
It's a perfect way to wrap things up. One, a big shout out to our aqua skiers and all the great work and training that they do year-round.
Oh, yeah, they've been
this.
Going heavy on it since early spring.
Now, I Meredith and I have talked about this. I've talked to many listeners out there, you out there, about this. And I know that this is our signature event in this area. This is one of the things we're known for. What's interesting is another thing we're known for is the state water ski show tournament.
Yeah.
And so I think wrapping up with our aqua skiers is a great segue sort of into the next
the
event.
Events that are coming.
Yeah. It's really well done. They worked so hard on this. A shout out to everybody that's been a part of it. All the volunteers are going to make this happen. Mm-hmm. We're so excited.
All the supporters and sponsors.
And we are so excited about this. We're doing something kind of fun here, and we don't get to do this very often, Melissa. We are kicking off our show with a giveaway.
Cool. Yeah. What are we giving away?
Traditionally, you're supposed to wait to the end of the show. You're supposed to give these things, make people listen. We know you guys are going to keep on listening, whether we're giving stuff away or not. You're the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you.
Now, quit your jabber-jawing and tell us what we're giving away.
Spectrum Carnival has these great tickets, these wristband tickets that we're giving away.
Oh,
and we
wow.
have advanced sale wristband tickets. It's good for one session of your choice. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Got 4 of these special tickets right here. Advanced sale wristband tickets.
Carnival tickets. Go on all the rides you want.
Unlimited ride wristband. That's what these are. Unlimited rides is what you will have. All you got to do is call up at 424-2600. Give us let me know one of your favorite carnival rides.
Sure.
That's it. I don't care. Like, whether it's going to be at this carnival or not, I just want to.
Because who knows? You never know what's going to show up at the carnival.
Yeah. And plus, I just want to know, I just love the names of old carnival rides. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're the great names.
Yeah.
So 424-2600, call up and join the conversation. Let us know one of your favorite carnival rides, and you'll win from Melissa and I a 4-pack of these unlimited ride wristband tickets to the carnival coming up this week over at the Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Yes. You'll have 4 opportunities to go, and those wristbands are good for any of those 4 nights of the carnival.
And if you want to find out more information, go ahead and head on over to blossomfest.com. That's blossomfest.com. Everything that Melissa and I touched on, and there's plenty more other things going on with the event details. I got a nice map on there as well, especially if you're new to the area or just visiting the area.
Mm-hmm. But if you want a paper copy, stop down here at the studio. Pam's got them in the front office. She'll be more than happy to get you one of those with the full lineup and all the details.
All you got to do is say hi to Pam and pick those up. You don't have to, but I encourage you to. Who doesn't want to say hi to Pam? She's one of the sweetest human beings you'll ever meet.
Yes, indeed.
We will take a commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Of course, get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. I want to say a good morning to our friends out in Finland. We heard from them over the weekend. Still loving this segment.
Awesome.
They were a little confused with some of the changes and everything, so I explained to them some of the stuff that was going on.
Right on.
They're very excited. And since we have everything in the same time slot as far as our features, this, star of the day, those kind of things, everybody's,
been
fine.
Can just switch between our streaming apps.
It's been
and
fun.
If you can, listen to us on streaming.
Yeah, please do, everybody.
Our management likes those numbers.
Yeah. It don't hurt.
But we love all our listeners.
Appreciate all of you out there and appreciate you sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
And keep us tuned in on your radio. Dial.
Real quick side note, we got ourselves a call and a listener won themselves some wristband
four tickets. There are going to be some four excited young kids getting to go on Rides Unlimited this weekend.
Galvatron. remember that the thing? You get in and it pull you to the wall and you're stuck on the wall while it was whipping you around and everything.
I like the apple bottom one.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they look like apples, and you spin the little table in the middle, and you can whip yourself around really fast.
Seems like it would have been like, not nowadays, it wouldn't probably be as much fun as it would have been back in the days where we didn't care as much about kids' health and safety, but it seems like it would have been fun to be come up with carnival rides.
Yes.
Like, what can I do to make kids throw up? How can I pull this? Okay, I got it. We're just going to whoop them through the wall.
I never did as a kid. I never got sick, but I can't handle it now.
I'm with you.
The Ferris wheel, and I'm good.
That's about
it for me. Or the dragon ride. I do like the little dragon roller coaster.
The older I get, the more I find like the stairs to get to these rides is the event. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so you like the fun house with the mirrors and the...
Yeah. Let's take a look at our list today and just have one set of qualifiers, but it's a good one, Melissa.
All right.
A happy 31st anniversary to Dave and Patty Urban.
Oh, happy anniversary, Dave and Patty.
That's beautiful. That hits my romantic heart. Happy 31, you two. Enjoy your anniversary. And I know it's early in the week. Celebrate all week long.
Celebrate each other. Head over to Misty's and get your free piece of pie.
Yeah.
And enjoy an awesome meal.
31st, number 31 for Dave and Patty Urban. Happy anniversary, you two. We take a look at our celebrity names real quick. Aaron Taylor Johnson is 33. He is Kick-Ass. He is also Quicksilver in Avengers Age of Ultron. He's one of these actors who's gotten really, really good with the character work. He's an interesting thing, too. He was a part of some, I don't know if you would call it controversy, but some confusion with, I think, the public for a while there. So he's 33.
Mm-hmm.
He went by Aaron Johnson for the longest time. But a couple years ago, got married to Sam Taylor Wood, who is a director. And Aaron's 50, she is 56, Sam is 56, I believe.
Okay.
So the age difference there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a female-male age difference. And that, I think, threw people.
Yeah.
That can happen, people.
It can.
Older women can date, can marry younger men.
Like, yes, they can.
This isn't the
first. And men can take a woman's name.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he took and hyphenated his name then.
And go ahead and tell me that that kid isn't one of the more manly human beings you will see. Like, go ahead and take a look at that kid and the body he's built for himself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are 37.
Wow.
How many of you felt old when I said that? I know I did.
Actually, I thought they were a little bit older than that, personally.
I thought they were in their 40s.
I thought they were closer to my age, but they're not that far.
Interesting that as big of a name as those two are, you can make the argument that their sister Elizabeth is actually the biggest star of all of them.
Well, because they've dropped out of the limelight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were child stars for how many years of their lives? And then we're like, you know what? Yeah, we're done. We're going to focus on our fashion career and college and just live life.
I don't blame
them. Away from the camera.
Yeah, I really don't blame them. What I would say too about that is that I don't know if she's as prepared for the public eye without having the older sisters like that.
Well, they definitely have a lot of experience to share with her.
Touching on Elizabeth Olsen, who's Scarlet Witch in the MCU and a couple of other movies, obviously she's been in recently and everything. So I don't know if I made that connection right away. Speaking of the MCU, another MCU actor, Kat Dennings is 37 today. She's in the Thor movies, but probably more famous for being one of the ladies in Two Broke Girls.
Oh, that, yeah, I like TV her. Show. Yeah, she's like, funny.
She has got some great. She's one of the few people I know that can. She's on the Two Broke Girls, she would be delivering a line that you knew was going to be a punchline in the joke, and she'd be smiling a little bit, and it was still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of actors could pull that off. She's very charming. She's got a real natural charm
and just
to her.
The perfect comedic timing.
Yeah, yeah. She was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. I like her work. And yet another MCU actor, as we get into it. And actually a guy who, one of the few guys who's been in the DC universe and the Marvel universe. Chris Evans is 42 today.
Hmm.
Captain America in the MCU, the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four movies. I think one of the more well-rounded, better actors I have ever seen. But as good as he is as Captain America and all that, I don't do this very often. I'd like to recommend a movie to everybody.
Okay.
There is a movie that he'd starred in back in 2011 called Puncture. It tells the true story of Mike Weiss. Mike is a lawyer and dealt with a lot of addiction. Uh-huh. He is also a genius lawyer. And he started a case against a major medical supply company for not supplying hospitals with safety needles that could prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths, infections every year. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. How he took on, because he had a neighbor who he really cared about, who was a nurse, and she was a single mom. Mm-hmm. She got punctured by a needle trying to help somebody in the ER. She caught HIV.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital fired her.
And boom, there goes your health insurance.
Yep. And this is
at the time
mom.
You need it the most.
Yeah. And so he's seeing this as an attorney and like, I can't stand by this. We rip on attorneys every chance we get, and yet we don't give enough credit to the craft when it is done right. When we actually have
when
people
it's
like
necessary
this
and it's needed. That doesn't make any sense that she could get. Oh, that's infuriating.
It's an incredible movie, and it's based on a true story. And Chris Evans' performance in it should have been nominated for multiple awards.
Mm.
There is no it's part of the reason why I laugh at award shows sometimes because a performance like his got completely. It's 2011.
Yeah, and just brushed under the rug because it wasn't, you know, whatever. It didn't hit the marks for those, you know, whoever was in charge that year.
It wasn't packaged, and they didn't brown nose the right people.
Right. Well, who was the director? Were they well known enough?
If you're any bit of a fan of Chris Evans, if you like true stories, Puncture is one of the better movies I've ever seen in my life.
I do want to watch it.
And let's see. Rivers Cuomo was 53, lead singer of Weezer. And one of the main contributors to that kind of like hipster with the black glasses look. he's had quite the career, Rivers Cuomo. Like, not only has he been around like all over with the band and stuff, but done some other things. I think he's gotten into also some a little bit of a soundtrack work. So I was trying to think of like there was a better term for it. But yes, a lot of soundtrack
composing.
Ah. One of my earlier crushes, Ally Sheedy, is 61 today.
Ally Sheedy, who's that?
Member of the Brat Pack, The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, War Games, Short Circuit. Ally Sheedy was one of the queens of the 80s, and just not necessarily a household name, but I really loved her performances.
Oh, yeah, but she's definitely recognizable.
Mm-hmm. I really liked her in The Breakfast Club, but it's War Games with her and Matthew Broderick. I used to watch that movie like crazy as a kid.
Short Circuit.
That's another good one.
That's the one for me.
Now, hold up. I'm not sure how well that one holds up.
We're going to look into that.
Yeah, we are going to look into that.
Because we have to. Just so I can watch the movie again.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny number five. Hannah Storm is...
No disassemble.
Hannah Storm is 61, former early show anchor who's on ESPN now. Does an amazing job on that show. Hannah Storm is incredible. Tim Allen is 70. Last Man Standing and Home Improvement star, voice of Buzz Lightyear in Santa and the Santa Claus movies. Talk about a great career.
He's done a lot.
All starts with him doing some stand-up and creating a character.
Yeah.
And whatever you think of Tim Allen, got to give the man credit for that. Now, being able to take that character that he invented and turning it into Home Improvement,
yep.
the show inside the show that Tool Time was,
mm-hmm.
and the characters that were developed off of that, and you know, a lot of his creation with Wilson and some of that stuff and everything. Like, whatever you think of the guy, I think you got to give credit where it's due sometimes in life.
And Home Improvement is one of those few sitcoms that I got to watch as a kid. I liked that one.
Yeah. I always forget her name, but the mom on that show. Is the like top five greatest TV moms of all time. She's played a mom a couple.
Jill Taylor.
Thank
Patricia
you.
Richardson.
Patricia Richardson is the name I was trying to think of. Yeah, she's great. She's always great. Stellan Skarsgård is 72. Speaking of Sweden, shout out to her Swedish actor, Stellan Skarsgård. Bootstrap Bill in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He was also Eric Selvig in the Thor and Avengers movies. And the great, the legend, the wonderful Malcolm McDowell is 80 today. Of course, Alex in Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange, his most famous role, you could make the argument, was in Tank Girl, Entourage, the Halloween movies. Malcolm McDowell, just one of the greatest character actors of all time, by far and away. Top 10.
A lot of movies.
Top 10. Dennis LaCorin. You know, as the resident Italian around here, I should be able to get this name, but I have never heard it before. He's 74, and he's the lead singer of Dr. Hook.
Oh.
They did get on the cover of the Rolling Stone. They did finally get on the cover.
Yeah.
Little side note, that song written by one of my favorite and a lot of people's favorite poets of all time, Shel Silverstein.
Awesome.
I know where the sidewalk
ends. Say LaCourier.
LaCourier is probably it. Yeah, I think I've heard it pronounced LaCourier before. Some people no longer with us on this day. The great, the legend, Basil Rathbone, born in 1892, passed away in 1967. Many people would say the Sherlock Holmes, their Sherlock Holmes. He was Sherlock of the 40s. son of Frankenstein, of course, got his real legitimacy thanks to his skill set of sword fighting that he would do with Errol Flynn in The Adventures of Robin Hood and The Mark of Zorro. As much as I'm a big Sherlock guy, that's what when I think of Basil Rathbone, that's what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
My papa loved those swashbuckling movies.
Yeah.
And I would run around the house all the time with a broom trying to be Errol Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't doing that, I was trying to be Sherlock, and I would turn the broom into a cane.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Terror by Night, The Woman in Green.
Oh, The Woman in Green.
Did you know he was born in South Africa?
I don't know. I don't think I did know that. Yeah. No.
He's English, obviously, legend. But he was born in South Africa.
Just a legend of an actor. And Paul Lynde, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 1982. Uncle Arthur on Bewitched and the funniest center square ever on the original Hollywood Squares. A lot of people said he was the funniest part. Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't argue that. One more time, I want to wish a happy 31st anniversary to Dave and Patty Urban. Happy 31st, you two.
Yes, enjoy. Congratulations.
Enjoy and head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Start tearing the old man down, run past the heather and down to the old road. Start turning the grain into the ground.
Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to that Tuesday of yours. And I hope you're feeling lucky. Are you feeling lucky, punk? I know you're thinking, did he shoot 4 or 5 shots? Do you believe you make your own luck in life, Melissa, or do you think that it is something that the fates just decide for you? Not a heavy question.
Right.
It's way too early for a heavy question like that. But
I think we kind of make our own luck in some ways.
I've been a big believer of that my whole life.
I think it's a mindset, almost, in some ways. Doesn't mean you're going to get lucky if you think that there are, but if you open the possibility to good things happening to you and focus on the good, I think it's more likely that you will have good things happen to you than if you're constantly being pessimistic and negative.
There's a lot of culture shock for me when I first moved up here. And one of the first things that I had to learn to do was not be looking over my shoulder every 5 minutes and walking around with my fists clenched into a, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine literally said that to me. Like, you know, you walk around all the time with your fists clenched. You're going to get in a fight if you walk around all day with your fist
looking
clenched,
like you're ready.
You're probably going to get into a fight. And sure enough, that's what my whole youth was spent doing pretty much and everything.
Yeah, but when you grow up in that environment, that's a shift.
But I noticed as I started to loosen my hands, as I started to loosen up, better things started to happen.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe in that. I think that there is something to that, what you put into the universe. Like Melissa said, it doesn't mean you're going to win the lottery every day.
But to make friends, you have to be friendly.
You're that much more likely to have a better day with the approach that you take to that day, mm-hmm. the mental mindset that you do. And you control that.
Yes.
We forget all the time, and it's understandable, but we're in charge, not our brains.
You are in charge of your attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. You dictate that.
I mean, yes,
that.
We all have bad days.
Absolutely. And you're welcome. And you're, yep. It's understandable. But when it comes to luck, when it comes to your mood, any of these things, I'm with you. I believe you make that. And if you're listening right now and you win the lottery this week because of what we're about to tell you, you owe us at least like a quarter of that, like a 25.
I think a 25-cent piece,
something like that. I mean, maybe a lunch, nice lunch or something,
or just stop by and say hi.
It's one of the most Jewish things I've ever said.
Buy me lunch.
Maybe a nice lunch. maybe
a little salami,
a little falafel on the side over here.
Only with yogurt.
That was good. Here are three things you could do to make yourself luckier. Act like you're lucky. Here we go. Huh?
Yeah. See? We weren't far off.
No. I did not pre-read this. I actually thought. One reason people get lucky is that optimists prepare better and put themselves in better situations than pessimists.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone who believes they're lucky might get hired for a great job because their luck makes them more confident in the interview,
mm-hmm.
or more open to good things happening.
Yeah.
We wear so much on our face.
Yep.
We wear so much in our body language. And this is something that I am learning more and more about as I get older. And I'm trying to be better and better about as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of times in my life where I am sitting there thinking about something and I'm 5 days ahead with the job here. You know, my whole life is content, Melissa. Every 5 minutes, I'm trying to think of content for one of the six shows I'm running or something like that. And I'll have a look on my face and my mom will say something to me. And I just quickly respond back because I want to get back to my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she spends the next 2 hours thinking I'm mad at her,
mm-hmm.
because of the look on my face and my body language. She had nothing to do with the situation, but I made her feel that way because of my actions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be more understanding of this
stuff. You got to be aware of your body expression and your facial expressions.
If you don't do it for yourself, do it for the people you care about in your life. And I promise you that it will be even better for you. You will notice that your mood is better.
Yeah.
And you might even get a little luckier.
Yep.
Shake up your routine. When you step out of your comfort zone, your senses will sharpen and more random things will happen. That gives you more chances for unexpected luck to come your way.
This is true. Take a different route to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop at a different gas station.
This is something that I like this one too, because literally all of us can do this.
Mm-hmm. Try a different place for lunch one day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what putting yourself in a different situation can do,
mm-hmm.
and putting yourself out there can do.
Yeah. Well, we all get stuck in our routines and we all do the same thing over and over. I mean, not all of us, but typically, I mean, humans like routines. We like predictability. It's built into our I don't know, our bones.
Oh, it's a part of our brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our brains crave routine and structure.
I left home this morning and I didn't put on my leather bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
The only day of the week that I wear my leather bracelet is Tuesdays when I come here. Because otherwise I really don't leave my house all that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I'm leaving this morning, I like physically felt naked without my bracelet. So
I hear you.
I have to wear my hairband on my left wrist, so I feel normal today.
I hear you. I recently got the tattoo on the left leg, and I'm getting the same, well, except for the initials, my kid's initials, I'm getting the same tattoo on both legs.
Mm.
We weren't able to do both of them that day, so I rescheduled with Dawn. I'm actually going there next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel so uneven. It's the silliest thing in the world, but I feel uneven.
You're heavier on one side?
Yeah, I feel a little bit. Like I'm leaning to the left a little bit.
Technically, like, there's more on that leg than there was before. So
makes no sense whatsoever. But in my brain, that's how it is. And just to... I don't know if it's okay that I share the story. It's a mutual friend of ours. So I'll do it generic and everything. But I recently was talking to an old friend of both of ours, and they're moving soon. And they're having a hard time finding a house in this town up north where they're moving.
Mm.
So him and his wife are bopping around, and they're at kind of a community area where there's a bunch of houses and stuff. And they see this older couple walking. And she wants to talk to the couple, but he's like, no, I don't want to bother them. Don't do that. And of course she goes and starts talking to them. So he's like hiding and embarrassed and all this and everything. She asked, how do you like the neighborhood? Do you guys like this area and stuff? Mm-hmm. And they talked a little bit, and a really nice older couple. And she just happened to mention that they were thinking of moving to the area, but they were struggling finding a house, with like a lot of people are nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, the older man says, well, it just so happens I'm looking to sell our house. I don't know how much longer I have. I want my wife to be set up in a nice, retirement home or something like that. They closed down the house, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. But talk about just taking the life by the horns,
And our buddy here tells me, and would tell anybody, he's like, if it was up to me, we would have just kept driving.
But that would have never happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So two lessons there. One, listen to your wife. Listen to your wife.
And take those chances.
Put yourself out there.
That's
a little
exactly
bit.
How I ended up living here in Wisconsin Rapids, because I just walked into a gas station in Nakusa and said, hi, do you know any landlords around here? And she sent me over to Jacoby Q's, and I got hooked up with Brandon and Sharon Jacoby, and I found a wonderful home here in the Rapids.
Oh, we are so lucky to have you, too. I'm really glad you ran into that gas station.
It's a great community. There are so many wonderful things about Wisconsin Rapids I just love.
Over 20 years ago, my mom sees an ad in the paper that WFHR and WGLX are hiring. I don't have, I got to get it in by tomorrow. I don't have a boombox or any way to get a cassette tape together. I give them a VHS tape. I have no chance whatsoever at this job, have no history in radio, have nothing but an acting career to go off of. Yeah, I'm 20 some years later here. I still am. I mean, you take these chances in life. You put yourself out there. Most of the time in life, the universe is going to reward you.
Yeah.
And finally, have a short memory. You got to be a... they always say
absent-minded.
Yeah, well, with quarterbacks in football, they make this very famous. You throw an interception, you go to the sideline, look at what went wrong, and then move on. Next play. Yeah. You cannot...
Move on from your mistakes.
You can't be gun-shy as a quarterback.
Okay.
You have to be able to be willing to put the ball in places and throw it out there. You got to have a short memory. If something unlucky happens, the best thing you can do is forget it immediately.
Yeah.
The scientists say the best way to have lucky things start happening again is to keep making smart bets, and doing this. Now, there's a line here, because
you need to remain financially solvent.
Yeah, and you got to learn from mistakes. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating them.
Right.
But having a short memory, I get to their point of it.
I think what they're saying is to not focus on the negative.
Yes.
Don't, something bad happens to you. You spilled your coffee on your lap on your way to work. So you had to stop at wherever and buy a new outfit. Okay, well, that happened. Move on.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't great, but it didn't cause a massive horrible day.
I really, really think the older you get, perspective is one of your best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Having the perspective of things, it can always be worse, or it can,
able to laugh at yourself.
God, yeah.
Because now look at your outfit today. I'm wearing orange pants and I got on a hot pink shirt. I look great.
Yep. You take a look at life, and the people that can laugh at themselves, tell jokes about themselves, are always the kind of people that you look up to, that you want to be a hang around, that you want to know, and that you probably want to vote for, too.
Yeah, positivity in your life.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back with more fun in store on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everybody. Not in Allentown. Here in Wisconsin Rapids. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday. Melissa and James here with you.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down.
Such a good storyteller.
Yeah.
Mr. Joel. If you've spent time rummaging through thrift stores, you may have wanted a hazmat suit at one point. But for the most part, I think that they keep up pretty good. And what is, I think, very cool in the last 5 to 6 years, even before the pandemic, is the younger generation's love of thrift stores.
Yeah.
And really bringing a real new light to that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pre-pandemic, but we have a thrift store up in Stevens Point, and talking to the people running it and everything, and some of the clerks there and such. They were blown away in a college town. They felt like they, well, not they felt, they, their numbers were showing. They're one of the more popular area, popular stops, stores.
For college students, probably.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last week, there was an actual hazmat situation at a thrift store in Boston called Boomerangs.
Oh, boy.
Time out. Boomerangs, maybe the greatest name I've ever heard for a thrift store.
That, I agree.
That's hard. That's going to be tough to top that one. That is a great name. A customer had donated a, quote, lead pig.
Oh, my.
Probably thinking it was just an ugly antique, but an employee recognized it as something that was once used to transport radioactive materials.
Mm-hmm.
So the store contacted the authorities, including the Boston Hazardous Materials Response Team. They confirmed that the item did at some point hold a type of radioactive powdery material.
Bring in your Geiger counter.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You got a Geiger counter around here in the thrift store? They did say what it was, but the they didn't say what it was, but the radiation was a very, very, very low level.
Probably by that point, hopefully.
Several employees had handled the lead pig without gloves, so they were taken to get tests done for exposure. By all rights, as far as I can see in the reporting, they were okay.
Yeah.
The store says everyone's tests came back and clean, and that there are no risks to any of the shoppers, the people who were there that day and in the future. The store was closed for a couple of days, but since it's reopened. Technically, the police are still looking into it, but at this point, they don't believe it's anything criminal and that the donation was made by someone who didn't really realize
it was. Didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of thing is going to happen with this industry.
Well, because we have so many things that way back in the day, that was an okay thing to maybe have around.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to do x-rays as a party entertainment. Yeah.
We smoked on airplanes, people.
In doctor's offices.
You're sitting there in the waiting room waiting to see Doc, and you're having a cigarette while you're waiting. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's
The doctor smoking while he's examining you.
There's a whole lot of things.
I mean, that didn't happen in my lifetime, but...
Mm. I also love the idea of this thrift shop getting all this exposure, no pun intended. I did not mean to say it that way. I really didn't.
Sure, you didn't. I know you worked on that one all night.
My puns have been really bad lately. Like they're walking a line of funny and like tacky. I gotta work on that. This is why the writer's strike is so important, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we need good writers.
We need writers.
Otherwise, you're stuck with me and my bad puns all the time. I do like that they got all the attention for this with the hazmat suits. They went on social media.
Yeah.
Like the team that came down there to check it out and posed for pictures and everything.
Good. And I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, I'm not sure really what to do with this next story.
Okay.
The sex experts at lovehoney.com recently conducted several surveys asking men and women which professionals they consider the most sexually attractive. And some of the results are going to be a little surprising, I think.
Okay.
I think they're going to be a little surprising. For one,
sexy professionals.
I just want to know, first off, what it was like even conducting these surveys.
Yeah.
How, like, a survey can get a little awkward and uncomfortable at first because there's a stranger walking up to you, usually with a pad of paper and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in a big city. This happened to me all the time out in L.A. Where you had people coming up to you and asking if you wanted to take a survey.
Okay.
And it's usually really awkward people. Like, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to be mean here or anything, but just people that don't always have the greatest, bedside manner or any of that. And then with a subject like this, I cannot imagine the awkwardness that is involved in getting the numbers for this survey. But we have the top 10 sexiest. We have the top 10 sexiest professions according to women.
Okay.
Firefighter.
Well, yes.
Builder.
Yeah.
Police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor.
Sometimes.
Mechanic.
Yeah, sometimes. Their hands are really rough.
Paramedic.
Yeah.
Musician.
That's a hit or miss.
Electrician.
Also hit or miss.
Farmer.
Yeah.
And lawyer.
Really?
I like seeing farmer on there. I like seeing that. That's pretty cool. I would think that with some of these as well, you know, mechanic, musician, or a mechanic, electrician, you know, a builder, you're getting a little bit more bang for your buck. You're getting somebody that can do more around the
handyman.
House.
But out of all of those, which is the only one that has their own dating website? Farmersonly.com, baby.
Well played. How about for men? The 10 sexiest professions, according to men, are all of them. No, I'm kidding. Flight attendant, nurse, secretary, teacher, actor, police officer, doctor, bartender, maid, and singer. Yeah, way to go, guys. That's a horrible list. Way to go. On the flip side, being a judge ranked as the last sexy profession for both men and women.
Aw, poor Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's not right. That ain't right. The rest of the five least sexy jobs are web developer, politicians, marketing executives, and designers.
I love that politician is on there.
That is hilarious to me. That is hilarious.
So, just objective, I can't be objective about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the women's list of the sexiest men professions makes total sense, because those are jobs that, I don't know, can't word it correctly.
Would you say security? Would you say some the likelihood of the job staying? You know, it's not a musician, maybe not as much, but there's a lot of, I would think that there is a lot
job
of...
Job security.
Job security is the
certainty
phrase.
Certainty of money coming in, I suppose. But I don't know, the disparity between the two, it seems like the ones that the men pick, those are all like...
I was waiting to see Princess on there. and Disney, you know, princess and things like that. With the men's list, it seemed more unrealistic, more fantasy
like. Yeah, like things you want to play act in the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what the question was.
I was trying to find
guys.
The right way to word that.
Yeah, you got it. You got there. It's very disappointing to me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I none of those professions is something that I would want a guy to play act in the bedroom for me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Dress
yeah,
up
yeah.
like a firefighter for me. No.
No, not as much. I don't think I'm alone on this one, though. Part of the reason that list is disappointing to me is because I know a lot of guys that are like me. Sexiest thing about a woman is her brain. Easily, by far and away. Far and away. And you know this anytime you've had a date with somebody that you're attracted to, but you cannot have a conversation with. And this has happened to me plenty of times. I'm sure it's happened to plenty of other people on there on both sides of the sexes, the argument here, men, women, all the above. So, to me, I'm a little disappointed. The women seem to get that. Women seem to understand that. I don't see where the guys were on this one, unless they just asked like this list of like all six, like it was all 16-year-old guys.
I just want to say that I think that the sexiest profession is the one that the person you love does.
No, not, that was sweet. That was good. That was a little corny, but it was good. It was good. I like it. It's all right for a little corny every once in a while. I like that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in the next hour. Touch of entertainment news. We're going to get in some local good stories of the day, that a right story, and plenty more lined up for you right here at, I like the way she does it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.